8:46, and as promised, a new but familiar voice with different view today. Jihei Lee, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alex.
And, well, blast from the past as well for regular listeners of this show and of TBS EFM generally. But this is the first time you're taking us through the various different stories presented by the local media. And we start with what's become a highly contested issue. Labour unions demanding that the minimum wage be raised to 10,000 won, based on the campaign promises of several candidates going into the presidential vote, you would have thought it was a foregone conclusion. But some of the smaller businesses have hit back, saying they can't afford to do that. Can you take us through the issue first, generally?
Yes, indeed, and especially highlighted because the person that became the president had also promised this during his campaign pledges. Now, coming from the two umbrella labor unions, which are the Federation of Korea Trade Unions and the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions, they are saying that the current minimum wage, which is at 6,471 per hour, which estimates to about 1.35 million a month, is simply not enough to afford basic living expenses in Korea. The current minimum wage has rather been raised from the previous year, but only just a little over 400 won, which unions last year, when this bill was passed at the National Assembly, they called this false hope in response to many lawmakers promising a much more significant increase, especially when campaigning for votes from the general election in 2015. Now, these labor unions, especially over the weekend and into this week, they've been demanding at least 2 million won per month, or rather 10,000 won per hour, to be given for workers in order for them to support a household.
The deadline, by law, to pass a bill for the following fiscal year's already passed. Can you tell us why that process fell through then, and a little about the process itself?
Sure. So this took place about 2 days ago on the 10th. The government's minimum wage commission's meeting took place. Clearly, there was a dispute on what the union representatives at this committee wanted compared to the other members that were represented in the committee. Now, this committee, it's worth noting, is consisted of 9 members from the two umbrella unions previously mentioned, along with 9 members from what's called the employer committee, along with 9 public officials. And all of these members, they debate and discuss on a bill during these sessions when they ultimately have to reach a consensus on what the next year's minimum wage will be at. The opposition of whatever is proposed by the labor unions are normally coming from the public officials that are represented in this commission, whom are normally hand-selected by the Ministry of Employment and Labor. Hence, they speak on behalf of the government that would prioritize the efficiency of the state budget rather than advocating for the labor workers' rights. So the 2 days ago, the union members demanded 10,000 won per hour be given to the workers, in contrast to the users committee that said 6,625 won would just be right.
Which is less than 200 won.
Exactly. So noticed a huge difference between what they're proposing for the next minimum wage. So this gap was clearly impossible to overcome, which is hence why the agreement that they had to reach fell through.
Yeah, I mean, perhaps workers do need a bit more than a 200 won pay rise or less than that, but jumping up from 6,470 to 10,000 won, we can also appreciate why that would put a lot of pressure suddenly on those businesses that are also closer to the break-even point than maybe larger conglomerates, should we say. Can you tell us about some of the angles of the criticisms that the unions are facing?
Sure. So I'm going to cite an editorial I read at Dongha Ilbo as of yesterday. And this editorial's focus was on the fact that not just from the labor union's perspective, but more shedding light on from the small and medium-sized business managerial committee members, they will not be attending the succeeding sessions for this committee. Now, this piece focuses on the managerial staff and their potential reasoning of not attending, coming from the fact that despite the 10,000 won per hour proposal is ideal, they say that it's not simply not pragmatic. The editorial mentions that such a steep rise will be rather difficult to reach even within a period of 3 years, let alone 1 year. And it also mentions the possibility of the number of jobs shrinking and how raising the minimum wage may come at a price, rather a cost of many jobs. The writer cites an example case of the U.S. state of Missouri when the state brought down the minimum wage from $10 to $7.70 because of this very reason. Now, on the other hand, a Gyeongyang Shinmun editorial refutes this by saying that what the labor union members are rather asking for isn't really ridiculous after all. The basic reasoning is in order to give the workers a basic pay that guarantees to provide the minimum expenses for living, in order to do that, they do have to raise the minimum wage rather much more than the current status quo, where people really can't carry on a happy life.
Another contentious issue when it comes to workers' rights, the status of employees, whether they're regular workers or non-regular workers. And that makes a difference whether people are able to be fired very easily, for example. But it also affects the decision to take on employees. If, in other words, you feel you're going to be stuck with them, you might not be so encouraged to do so. What are the main differences then between a regular employee and a non-regular employee, and the benefits that contract workers are missing out on?
Right, and as you mentioned, Alex, like job security is a very, very important issue when it comes to your livelihood. And so, according to a Seoul Shinmun editorial published yesterday, there's about 380,000 non-regular workers when it comes to schools nationwide, and around 46,000 of these are demanding their statuses to become regular workers. They're saying that they're facing discriminatory treatment just by the basis of their employment statuses. And they've also stated a difference of job security, or rather a lack thereof, and the character behind the hiring procedures are rather discriminatory. Now, the piece from yesterday not only mentions the motive behind non-regular workers deciding to go on a strike due to unfair treatment that they're facing from regular teachers, but also the complaints coming from regular teachers saying that they had rather earned their current statuses through a nationwide standardized test, saying that giving contract teachers a regular position would rather disrupt an existing system, a standardized system for these regular workers that they've been working with for years.
And one lawmaker in particular is facing a lot of backlash for certain comments towards these non-regular workers at schools.
Yes, and this is lawmaker Yeonju from the People's Party, and she's been criticized for the way she described the ladies that work at the school cafeteria. She was quoted as describing them as crazy people for demanding such statuses to be changed to regular statuses, or even calling them just random neighborhood ladies or ajummas that make lunch. And this was in response to an SBS journalist's question, calling her up and asking what she thought of them going on strike. However, shortly after this audio was released, the People's Party demanded that SBS make a retraction because they're saying that this quote was rather off the record, or not really clarified as on the record.
So there's the media having the stories turn on it rather than reflecting some of the controversies that we cover here. But staying on the theme of non-regular workers at schools, there are also some issues within the Korean Teachers and Education Workers Union.
Sure. Well, looking at an editorial from Meil Gyeongje, or Meil Business Newspaper, the teachers' union in itself is apparently facing internal conflicts on how they plan on approaching this issue of non-regular workers at school. They're apparently at odds when it comes to this teachers' union demanding contract teachers to become regular employees themselves. According to the union spokesperson, Song Won-je, he took to social media on Facebook to publicly announce that he gets phone calls of a lot of members threatening him, of many members saying that they're willing to leave the union almost every day because of this very dispute, and that he's rather afraid to pick up calls. Now, this roots back to when a number of lawmakers wanted to introduce amendments to a public educator law stating that a clause that states there will be no priorities given to contract teachers when it comes to regular teaching hiring procedures, when these lawmakers decided that this clause should be removed.
And you got one more editorial for us?
I do. An editorial, another editorial from 매일경제, or rather from 서울신문. It also agrees on the need to improve the current working conditions where non-regular and regular workers do the same kind of work but get unequal treatment, but also criticize the leadership of the teachers and the KCTU union for going on strike without much deliberation in advance.
And all this doesn't even take into account other issues like why there's this discrepancy between male and female pay in this country.
Indeed.
So many issues to tackle. Apparently so little time. You'd think a presidential term would be enough to get some things right, but we're already seeing the challenges of getting through a National Assembly boycott right now. G.A. Lee with Different View today. And thank you very much for your company. We'll be back tomorrow, 7.05. Kurdation and Careerscape coming up next, though, after your latest news headlines.